All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to start off in the Big 12 Conference as it's a battle of age-old rivals, but they find themselves in very unfamiliar territory. I'm talking about the 2-2 Texas Longhorns taking on the 2-2 Oklahoma Sooners, who happen to be ranked 20th in the nation right now. Now, of course, this Red River rivalry game will take place at the State Fairgrounds at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. But you look at it, and there's a different tenor this year. Typically, you expect Texas and Oklahoma to come into this game ranked in the top 15. That is not the case. Texas started off 2-0. They lost to Cal, and then they lost their Big 12 conference opener last week against Oklahoma State. And now people down in Texas are beginning to signal the beginning of the end for head football coach Charlie Strong. Now, Charlie Strong entered this game on the hot seat last year, and Texas played inspired football, and they won this contest against Oklahoma. But you also look at an Oklahoma club that is looking to get back on track. And remember, Oklahoma won the Big 12 last year, and they went 11-1, and that only loss was to Texas. And I guarantee you, that is something that they have not forgotten. Now, the Sooners began this year with a record of 1-2. They won their Big 12 conference opener in a shootout last week on the road against TCU. And they are looking to get some momentum going for themselves because they feel that they have what it takes to win the Big 12 Conference. This is going to be a battle of two desperate teams, and I look for Texas. Number one, they need to get that cohesion going on offense with quarterback Shane Buechele and quarterback Tyrone Swoops. At the same time, when Texas does have the opportunity to score touchdowns, they need to make sure that they kick the extra point. They had an extra point blocked in their season opener against Notre Dame, and then they had three extra points blocked last week in the loss to Oklahoma State. You look at this Texas defense, Charlie Strong is going to be calling the plays right now, and Texas has really been getting lit up. They gave up 47 points in week number one to Notre Dame. They gave up 50 points in a loss to Cal, and they were torched once again last week by Oklahoma State. They do have 14 team sacks, but somebody needs to step up and make a play. You look at this Oklahoma offense, they got it going last week with Baker Mayfield, and I think that once again has to be the case once again with running backs Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine. Now, like I said, this is going to be a knockdown, drag-out affair, and it's going to come down to which team is more desperate. I think right now Oklahoma is playing the better football, but I think Texas is a little more desperate, and I think you're going to see some of that Texas pride on the line for Charlie Strong as the Longhorns win by the score of 38-34. Now, in the Southeastern Conference, you have the LSU Tigers traveling to Gainesville to take on the 18th-ranked Florida Gators. Both of these teams come in ranked, 2-1 in the SEC. Both of them were able to get big wins last week after they lost in the previous week. And, of course, things were a little bit different for LSU. After they lost a few weeks ago to Auburn, head coach Les Miles was fired and he was replaced by Ed Orgeron. And we saw a much different and much more inspired LSU team when they ran through Missouri last week. And I think LSU wants to get back to that typical type of football that most people expect them to play. Now, on the flip side for Florida, Luke Del Rio is returning to quarterback. And if you're Jim McElwain, you hope that the offense can get going because remember, Florida did have their struggles against Tennessee, which was their only loss of the season. I look at this game, you look at the two defenses. Florida this season so far has 19 team sacks along with 8 interceptions, and they're going to look to try to put the pressure on Danny Etling, the LSU quarterback. This is going to be a very tight affair, but I'm going to take the Gators at home by the score of 24-20. Now, in the American Athletic Conference, you have the 6th-ranked Houston Cougars traveling to Annapolis to take on the Navy Midshipmen. And, of course, both of these teams are in the Western Division of the AAC, and they met late in 2015, and it came down to the winner of that game moving on to the American Athletic Conference title game. Now, Navy does not have the talent that Houston does, but they do have a triple option attack that is averaging over 5 yards per contest. And when Navy is at home, they are a very difficult team to deal with. Houston defensively is going to have to be disciplined, and they're also going to have to deal with the atmosphere at Annapolis, because the midshipmen cadets are going to be definitely into this game, and they're really in the stands. They're really going to keep their football team in it. Of course, Houston does have the talent, led by Greg Ward Jr. and running back Duke Catalon. And then, like I said, this Houston defense, they can bring it. They do have 18 team sacks, but they have to play disciplined football against this triple option attack. I think Navy can keep it close for 2 to 2.5 quarters, but Houston is the superior team, and I'm going to take them in this game by the score of 34-20. Now, in the Atlantic Coast Conference, you have the 25th ranked Virginia Tech Hokies traveling to take on the 17th ranked North Carolina Tar Heels. And you see the resurgence and the revival of this North Carolina program under head football coach Larry Fedora. He got this team to the ACC title game last year, and they've gotten off to a good start. That was a big win for them to go on the road last week and knock off the Florida State Seminoles. And you look at the play of quarterback Mitch Trubisky for this North Carolina club. And this guy sits back there in that pocket, and he has a lot of moxie. And on top of that, he doesn't get phased that easily. And that's what you need from your leader on the field. Of course, North Carolina has one of the better running backs in the country in Elijah Hood. And don't sleep on the playmaking ability of Ryan Switzer at wide receiver. On the flip side for Virginia Tech, they are coming on strong under quarterback Gerard Evans. You look at the play of running back Trevon McMillan and wide receiver Isaiah Ford, and they are definitely going to keep the Hokies in this game. But North Carolina is at home, and they are the better team. Thus, I'm going to take them by the score of 34-24. Now, in the SEC, this is going to be a dandy in College Station, Texas, as you have the ninth ranked Tennessee Volunteers traveling to take on the 8th ranked Texas A&M Aggies. And so far in this college football season, Tennessee, they have been the cardiac kids. They were behind late against Appalachian State before they rallied and won. They fell behind early in Bristol against the Virginia Tech Hokies before they came back and won. They were down 21-0 at home a few weeks ago against Florida before they rattled off 38 straight points. And then, of course, they were down early last week on the road against Georgia before they rallied on that Hail Mary. Now, you look at this Tennessee team, and there is a talent there led by quarterback Josh Dobbs and wide receiver Jalen Hurd. You look at this Volunteers defense as well, they're going to have their hands full with this spread offense of A&M led by quarterback Trevor Knight. I look at the playmakers at wide receiver for the Aggies led by Josh Reynolds and Christian Kirk, and they are definitely going to put the pressure on this Tennessee defense. Now, defensively for A&M, you look at, they're led by defensive end Miles Garrett, one of the best in the country. And already this year, the Aggies have 16 team sacks and 5 interceptions. Now, Tennessee has made it their business as far as being the comeback kids. If they fall behind early here at College Station, that is not going to be the case, because Texas A&M is the first complete team that Tennessee is facing this year. Thus, I'm going to take the Aggies at home by the score of 38-24. Now, in the Pac-12, you have the 21st ranked Colorado Buffaloes traveling to Los Angeles to take on the USC Trojans. And it has been a very long time since we can say that the Colorado Buffaloes are ranked in the top 25, but they are one of the better teams right now in the Pac-12 South. And a lot of it comes down to the quarterback play of Steven Montez and the running ability of running back Philip Lindsay. Now, defensively, Colorado has 13 team sacks and 6 picks. But you look on the flip side at this USC team. Of course, they got off to the slow start. They were 1-3. But you look at those 3 losses. They were blown out by Alabama. They suffered a tough road loss to Stanford, and they had a heartbreaker on the road against Utah. I ask any team in the nation to come out of there with 1 victory, and you would definitely be thankful. Now, USC looked like a much different team last week at home against Arizona State, and they need to try to find a way to keep that momentum going. How did they do that? They get their playmakers involved. You look at running back Justin Davis, along with Ronald Jones, and then wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, who is one of the better playmakers in the Pac-12. I think USC will keep the momentum going that they found last week against Arizona State. Thus, I'm going to take the Men of Troy this Saturday by the score of 38-31. Now, back in the SEC, you have the number one ranked team in the land, and I'm talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide traveling to Fayetteville to take on the 16th ranked Arkansas Razorbacks. And ever since Brett Bielema has been the head football coach at Arkansas, his teams have played Alabama very tight. They are just simply looking to get over the hump and make that statement against the Crimson Tide. Now, you look at this Arkansas team led by quarterback Austin Allen. They are now have the ability to open it up. A few years ago, Arkansas was more concentrated on the run game, but they can open it up a little bit more with Allen. Of course, they have the running back play with Raleigh Williams back there, and he needs to get at least 25 carries in this game for Arkansas to have a chance to win, because they want to keep that football away from Alabama and attempt to wear down their very good defense. But the Tide can bring it offensively as well, as Jalen Hurts is getting better and better and more confident as each game goes along. And you look at the playmaking ability of wide receiver Calvin Ridley. But on the other side of the football for Alabama, I look at this defense. 17 team sacks already, and they don't get phased quickly. Like I said, Alabama will need to pack a lunch in this game, but I am going to take the Tide on the road by the score of 27-23. Now, in the Pac-12, you have the fifth-ranked Washington Huskies traveling to Eugene to take on the Oregon Ducks. And things could be falling apart for the Ducks right now. They are 2-3, and this is a spot that they have not been in a very long time, as they are 0-2 in the Pac-12. But you look at these Huskies right now, they're 5-0. They're flying high after their big blowout last week against Stanford. And for head coach Chris Peterson, he is looking to keep the momentum going. You look at the quarterback play of Jake Browning, and he is in the running to be the Pac-12 player of the year, along with the running back Myles Gaskin. Now, this Huskies defense can get after opponents, as they have 21 team sacks, and they are going to look to put the pressure on Dakota Prukup, the Oregon quarterback. And how do you do that? You have to find a way to stop Royce Freeman at running back for the Ducks and make Oregon one-dimensional with the passing game. Now, defensively, Oregon does have 19 team sacks along with 5 interceptions, but you look at Jake Browning, and he is more than a game manager, and he also knows how to take care of the football. Thus, I'm going to take Washington on the road in this one by the score of 40-31. And finally, in the ACC, first time in a long time that both of these two teams have been ranked coming into this game, but you have the 23rd ranked Florida State Seminoles making the trip to Miami to take on the 10th ranked Miami Hurricanes. Miami is 4-0, and they are off to a very good start under first year head coach Mark Richt. You look at the quarterback play of Brad Kaya, and he is in the mix to be the ACC player of the year for the Canes. Running back Mark Walton will be a big part of this game for Miami, as he looks to lean on his Florida State defense that has been getting lit up as of late. They gave up 63 points to Louisville, and last week in the loss to North Carolina, they surrendered 37 points as well. Defensively, Miami has 16 team sacks along with 5 interceptions, and they're going to look to put the pressure on the youngster at quarterback for the Noles in DeAndre Francois. So if this Canes defense pins the ears back, I think Jimbo Fisher, Florida State's head coach, needs to devise a game plan to get running backs Dalvin Cook and Josh Patrick more involved in this contest. But I'm going to take Miami at home by the score of 34-27. So those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 5 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.